Madam Chiang Kai-shek died last night in New York City. She was at least 105 years old. Madam Chiang was once the most powerful woman in China. She was educated at Wellesley College in Massachusetts in the first part of the last century and spoke excellent English with a surprising southern U.S. accent. She lobbied Congress during World War II for help in fighting the Japanese. Later, she fled during the Communist Revolution and helped her husband, General Chiang Kai-shek, establish a government on Taiwan. In her final years, she lived in seclusion. The BBC's Francis Marcus is in Shanghai. Madam Chiang was a very colorful figure.
Yes, even in her declining years, as you say, in New York, she retained her beauty. But as a young woman, she was a personality of great glamour, with her beautifully cut silk dresses and her glittering jewelry. And she was a person who could conjure up great charm and beauty to marshal up in the political cause of the nationalists. At the same time, she was also very tough. Her opponents regarded her as a dragon lady type of figure, a sort of traditional sort of theme running through Chinese history. And so she was throughout a controversial figure.
Did she still have any influence in Taiwanese affairs?
Well, her influence in Taiwan, her political relevance, had been declining, really, as the sort of mainland-born elite on the island sort of gradually lost their influence. But she still, her passing is still sort of regarded by some as a kind of symbol of the old order, which they somehow hark back to, and others will see it as a symbol of something which was a hated dictatorship. So I think the views there will be quite polarized.
How would you describe the relationship she had with her husband?
Well, she was there at his side politically, but by all accounts, on a personal level, the relationship was quite stormy, because from what we know of Chiang Kai-shek, he was far from a faithful husband. And also another dynamic of it was that his complicated personal history meant that, of course, the son who succeeded him, Zhang Jingguo, was a son by his previous marriage. Madame Chiang Kai-shek never had any children with him, and the relationship between her and his son by a previous marriage was not good. So it was quite a sort of complex picture there.
How will her death be received in Taiwan?
Well, I think really it will be seen both in Taiwan and indeed in mainland China as well as very much kind of the end of a political era. I mean, she was undoubtedly one of the most significant female figures in modern Chinese history. And her family, part of which kind of cleaved to the nationalist cause, while her sister Song Qingling then joined the communists, was a sort of symbol really of China. Has a fractured history, so a very significant person has passed away, I think, in Chinese history.
The BBC's Francis Marcus in Shanghai.